Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
We turn now to Springfield, where in United States District Court there, an American pastor is being sued by an African gay rights group for alleged violations of international law for inciting the persecution of gays and lesbians in Uganda. Today, Pastor Scott Lively requested that the case against him be dismissed. And joining us now is Pamela Spees of the Center for Constitutional Rights in New York City. She's the lead attorney representing the group Sexual Minorities Uganda, that is the group that has brought suit against Pastor Lively. Pamela Spees, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you. It's great to be speaking with you today.
So first and foremost, the lawsuit that's been brought, that you and Sexual Minorities Uganda have brought against Scott Lively, basically alleges that he has been conspiring with religious and political leaders in Uganda since 2002, which has led to a widely recognized attempt to pass a law in Uganda that would put some pretty draconian punishments on homosexuals in the country. But my question for you is, what's your claim that that is in violation of international law?
Well, first of all, just to be clear, the claim is not just about the fact that legislation has emerged, which has these draconian measures. The persecution is happening even without that law being passed. Scott Lively's contribution to this effort is the emphasis on denying the rights to speech, to assembly and association of LGBT groups. He's very clear that in order to defeat the evil gay movement, as he calls it, you have to silence that movement, and you silence it by criminalizing any form of advocacy and any form of association. And so that is already happening. That's happening. It's included in the bill with very, very harsh sentences, but again, that bill's not law yet. But what we're seeing is our clients' meetings are being raided, their offices are being raided, staff homes have been raided. These are all things that aren't just a consequence, and an unintended consequence. These are the things that are actually intended by Scott Lively as he's engaging with his co-conspirators.
Or so you allege. But Pamela Spees, let me ask you, I think a lot of people are probably curious that how is it that a Ugandan group can bring suit against an American in the United States in Massachusetts court? And it has to do with something called the Alien Tort Statute. Now, I wonder if very briefly you can explain how this lawsuit is even possible here.
Sure. So we've had the Alien Tort Statute since the first Judiciary Act. So it's been with us for over 200 years. It's a law that lets federal courts hear claims by foreign citizens of other countries where these violations occurred abroad. And it's civil suits in tort. So it's like any other tort suit, except it's relying on the law of nations or international law as it's now known.
Okay. Well, today in court, Pastor Scott Lively asked for the case against him to be dismissed. And I'm reading reports that District Court Judge Michael Posner said things such as that he asks the plaintiffs that you need to show a connection between Lively's anti-gay advocacy in Uganda and the illegal acts committed against gays in the country. And apparently the judge said, frankly, he's struggling to see what behavior beyond expressive behavior from Lively even violated federal law. And of course, as you know, since you were in court today, Pastor Lively's lawyers say that this is a First Amendment issue, that this case is trying to, quote, squash peaceful civil discourse and violate Lively's First Amendment rights. So, I mean, do you think that you've got, I mean, this is a serious sort of balancing act here, but do you think that Judge Posner, could potentially dismiss this case even before you have a chance to make a full argument later in time?
I think what we were able to set out is how this, it's a persecution can't be committed by one person alone. It always has to be committed by a group of people, given the nature of that crime. And conspiracy, all it involves is that you are consciously agreeing to be part of this effort, in the context of persecution, to help deprive those fundamental rights of a group on the basis of their identity. And so it doesn't have to be the case, and we explain this to the court, it doesn't have to be the case that Scott Lively pulled the trigger himself. He didn't go out there and raid these places himself, but he is helping to plan, strategize. He's part of this effort to shred these rights to speech and association of another group.
Mm.
And that's clear. And that is something that can be, you know, if those same violations were happening here in the U.S., and those, an LGBT group would have a claim against him here under our own Civil Rights Act.
Well, this is a really fascinating...
I'm
sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you there, Pamela, but this, I just want to say this is a very fascinating case, and we're going to be taking a deeper look into it later this week. So for now, I just have to say that Pamela Spies is with the Center for Constitutional Rights in New York, and she is representing the group Sexual Minorities Uganda in a suit filed against a Springfield pastor. Pamela Spies, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you for yours.
Still ahead on our program, she's been called the inventor of dystopian young adult literature. Author Lois Lowry is up next. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.